Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
From the start of my life, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was blind to see, gazing with tranquility. If the rain is the heavy, it's past. Unenlightened shadows cast. How do all the eternity of the crying of humanity?
Greetings, everyone. I hope you're all well today. Thank you for joining me today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am Jorge, your host on Hurdy Gurdy Man, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you again for joining me. This wonderful experiment in community internet radio known as Radio Free Brooklyn. Today's program, I want to return to a topic that, as you can imagine, even with our theme song, Hurdy Gurdy Man, Hurdy Gurdy Songs, Hurdy Gurdy Man, we're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about man. Toxic man is real. We're going to talk about everything from notions of masculinity, responses to it, and we're going to do this through the songs themselves. So thank you. I was able to put together what I hope you'll find an interesting playlist of a variety of songs that deal with this notion, idea of what is masculinity. Clearly, it is socially constructed, like gender itself. We could certainly do a program about women and toxicity, and we probably will do that because that's what we can do at Hurdy Gurdy Songs and Radio Free Brooklyn. We can expand the field to encompass a wide variety, as long as the songs are the vehicle through which these ideas are communicated. Now, I want to mention that way back when, in the mid-70s, there was a book that came out that was very influential to me personally. It was called The Limits of Masculinity, Male Identity, and Women's Liberation. That was a time, of course, where the feminist movement was really kicking into a high gear. And this book was ahead of its time. And I'm going to present a couple of ideas from that book. But I, more than anything, I want to get to the songs. And I know you do too. Because this theme of toxicity, of toxic masculinity, it's all around us. You know, we are very much going through a major cultural transition, shift of what it means to be a man. With that said, I want to turn to one of my heroes, the first superhero from New Jersey, the Toxic Avenger, from Trauma Films. And if I laugh, it's only because it was just a wonderful four-film series put out by Trauma Films. And it's very 80s, and I want to start with two tracks. One from the film soundtrack, and the second one I think you'll recognize. Two popular songs, two pop song takes on toxicity itself. So with that, thank you for joining me. And here we go. I hope you enjoy the show today.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my head, turning around and round.
Britney Spears, Toxic. And so there's definitely a message, a signal being communicated there. And I'm not even sure that it was even Britney's message, but definitely selling the idea that a man's kind of toxicity can actually be something enticing. Very strange. Very strange indeed. We opened up with the theme from The Toxic Avenger, sung by Scott Casey from the Trauma series. This was appeared in part two of the four-part series films. And the idea of the Toxic Avenger, all a.k.a. Toxie, was this of course, role model, of sort of role model, where the superhero is actually not very attractive. Kind of like he's been disfigured by toxic waste in which he fell in. He was thrown out a window and became this force for good, even though he was not very attractive. And so with that, we start getting a sense that popular culture gives us a lot of different signals about, you know, what a man is. It can be the toxic seducer, as Brittany pointed out, who intoxicates. And it can also be the disfigured, hideous, toxic Avenger who is actually doing and fighting for good. In fact, he turned out to be he is a gentle man. And that's one kind of man that we're talking about here. And there are many, many, many kinds of men, of course. Cowboys, all kinds of man of action, the athlete, the footballer. You know, there's all different ways of looking at men. You could look at them in terms of their race, of their ethnicity. There's so many ways. And we're going to explore that on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. But let me get back to some other presentations of songs of men. And we're going to start here with a couple of American. And we're mostly going to be dealing with that. We have some other directions we'll explore. But for the time being, I want to play you a few songs that are very much in the lexicon about manhood in the American male sensibility.
Now when I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M A N, man. Oh, 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 oh. All you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. Second cousin, Little John the Conqueror, my man, spell him A. I'm a man, I spell him.
Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. Man. full-grown man. Man, I'm a natural-born lover's man. Man, I'm a rolling stone. Man, child, I'm a hoochie-coochie man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. All you little girls setting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber then I'm grown.
Interesting takes on establishing a certain kind of masculinity right there. Muddy Waters, Mannish Boy. Before that, Bo Diddley, his version of I'm a Man. And, of course, before that, we listened to the Chicago Transit Authority, their tune, I'm a Man. What I'd like to do now is a little quote from Andrew Tolson. The problem is that boys admire and copy their fathers, which is unreal as they are absent from home most of the time. The aim is to get on, be self-reliant rather than asking for help. Serve some higher good. Have the security of a good job, parenthetically, fear of vulnerability and risk. Learn masculine language, which proscribes certain topics, sports, machines, competitiveness, ways of speaking, banter, jokes, bravado. And it's something that continues. This does continue. This quote, this is an unstoppable force. Some people say it's testosterone. It's that and so much more. Let's move on to more of that bravado, that more of that fighter, man of action with Street Fighting Man.
Georgia, beat, boy. Cause summer. stranger, my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given, I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Ah, the Stanley Brothers showing some vulnerability there. And that's something that is one of the key elements that comes up in this discussion. A couple of more quotations from Telson, Limits of Masculinity. Quote, in this context, working class male chauvinism is part of an elaborate symbolic world. And in the age of mass production is a vital cultural defense. End quote. Another quote. As men, as agents of a patriarchal culture, we remain the dominant gender. In a certain sense, we were imperialist in a rebellion of slaves, concerned defensively about the threat of our privilege. Men can, I think within a limited sphere, develop a supportive role which does not incorporate feminist and gay initiatives. It is important that men should continue to participate in childcare and nursery education, where their very presence challenges sex role expectations. End quote. So Tolson was very much ahead of his time, in some ways anachronistic, but raising this question of what exactly is this toxic masculinity. He foreshadowed this discourse in the recent New York Times article. It asks, so what does toxic masculinity or traditional masculinity ideology mean? And research have defined it in part as a set of behaviors and beliefs that include the following: suppressing emotions or masking distress, maintaining an appearance of hardness, violence as an indicator of power. Think tough guy behavior. In other words, toxic masculinity is what can become of teaching boys that they can't express emotion openly, that they have to be tough all the time, that anything other than that makes them, quote, feminine, end quote, or weak. This doesn't mean, of course, that every man is toxic or has toxic masculinity. I would probably argue that we all do have some toxicity, all of us. But it's reassuring to know that at least musicians, hurdy-gurdy songwriters, so to speak, are beginning or are addressing this. And we heard a little bit of that. Even in the Stones and Stanley Brothers, some sensitivity to emotion. I am a man of constant sorrow. Even violence is emotion. It is an emotion where revolution calls for a street fight. So there we are. Or there we are. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs with your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today. Episode 29. Please do check out radiofreebrooklyn.org, where we have so much information on what we're doing here in the community in Bushwick and throughout Brooklyn, and the kind of programming that really is unusual, eclectic, and needs to be heard. David Little's New Latin World, Dr. Lisa Doesn't Give a Shit, all of these wonderful kinds of programs. Please join us, support us. We welcome you, and we thank you for bringing us and listening to our program. My playlist will be up on Spinitron, and I will share some more information for you online. But please, if you feel you want to write to me, comment on any of these programs that we do or want to make suggestions, I can be reached at my email here at Radio Free Brooklyn, which is jorge@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Okay, let's get back to some promising new music. Well, clearly, there's been a lot of songs over the years, many, many songs about men and manhood. Tim McGraw, country music, Grown Men Don't Cry. There it is, reaffirming that toughness. When a Man Loves a Woman, Michael Bolton, kind of the romantic side of it always. James Brown, It's a Man's Man's World. But without a woman, nada. Even the Kinks doing Lola, questioning, presenting a new kind of gender identity for what is a man. Many, a lot of Southern countries, Alan Jackson's Small Town Southern Man, even Crosby, Stills, and Nash Southern Man. Many, Kenny Rogers, His Coward of the County, Travis Tritt, I'm Gonna Be Somebody, just a lot. Judas Priest, I mean, it's endless. Johnny Cash, Man in Black. But in a recent article, it highlighted kind of like this new challenge to the toxic man, which I think we need to do, especially when you have like Harvey Weinstein's walking around Sundance right now. You know, it's pretty mind-boggling. I personally hope someone goes up and, well, never mind that. Now I'm subscribing to the traditional gendered male normative behavior. So let's move on. In any case, there are some wonderful new songwriters, hurdy-gurdy songwriters. I'm going to get into them right now. An article about them in the New York Times that helped me put together this playlist, and I want to share some of these tunes with you. If you haven't done so, I hope you enjoy this next portion of what I'm calling the resistance to toxicity.
The anniversary is a short leg, but they come back around at breakneck speed. Moments spin so fast, the centrifugal force could be stuck in the middle. Dead boys in our
and it goes.
Idols doing Colossus. Clear example of some of these young British bands that are really coming out really hard against the idea of what masculinity being kind of this monochromatic thing. We opened up, of course, with Sam Fender and the Dead Boys dealing head on with the with suicide, the loss of so many young men in Britain, just breaking these constrictures. It's kind of a purgative power that you hear in these bands, which the, you know, through this music, through these hurdy-gurdy songs, they are rejecting, they're finding a new way of what it means to be a man. So it's very encouraging. After Colossus, I want to continue with this, but just mention that you are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs with Jorge, your Hurdy Gurdy man. Thank you for joining me today. I may have one more farewell for you, but let's continue with The Stigma by As It Is.
I know you feel it every day. It's like a light that slowly dies. But it's better not to say. It's better not to say such things out loud. Just close your eyes and bite your tongue for now. Don't let them see you fall. Stay strong, hold on. You gotta keep it together now. Just dry your eyes, 'cause boys don't cry. No, no. Boys don't cry.
Yeah.
Those are the Maasai. Maasai men performing ritual, ceremonial songs of raiding. This is a song that appears on the Alan Lomax Global Jukebox and shows us yet another side of masculinity. So yeah, there's a lot here, and I hope to have follow-up episodes about masculinity, toxic and otherwise. I want to thank you for joining me today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Please join me every Tuesday, 2 p.m. live. I will have podcasts in a few days, but for today, thank you and for supporting Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm going to leave you with a piece called I Stand Up and Say Toxic Masculinity Has Got to Go Our Way by Peter Manerfeld. So let's dance our way into a more equitable gender. And we need your help.